This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we've studied 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11, the qualities Peter encourages us to add to our faith, two considerations emerge. Should we work hard on any one of these qualities, and when we make some progress in that area, begin to tackle another quality until all of them are integrated and operative in our lives? Or should we see them as a cluster, each one interdependent on the others, much like the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23? Actually, if you compare the fruit of the Spirit with this list of qualities in 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11, you find a lot in common. That would suggest that the way to work at this process is to recognize we can't produce these qualities by sheer effort and discipline. They are essentially the product or fruit of the Holy Spirit's activity. Understanding the qualities God desires to produce in your life gives you an appetite for pursuing them. In the pursuit, we need to be reminded that only the Holy Spirit can produce these qualities. So the process is one of pursuing and then trusting the Holy Spirit to bring them into reality. Or maybe what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to pursue, you need to cooperate with Him by obedience and faith. As you do this, the miracle of spiritual growth in grace will take place. And as these qualities are possessed in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take time to reflect on this now. And if you'd like to review these messages in the series, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.